Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. So it's the 100-day recap. And I can't believe it's already been that long. It's been a lot of fun, very exciting. I want to just kind of, you know, I thought it'd be interesting to just start with what the genesis of all this crazy sexual exploration was, and how it really started was prior to this, the beginning of this year, actually, I made some changes. I just kind of took a look at, you know, my life and my priorities, and it's always been so work focused. It's really easy for me to get lost in that because it's what I do. I love it. I'm good at it. And sometimes I hide behind it. So I just become really focused on all of that. And I just decided, hey, you know what? I'm actually just going to flip my priorities around and make work, you know, it's absolutely still a focus, but I'm going to put, you know, friends and family and experiences ahead of that. And so as I started to do that, I started to make it a priority to get together with friends and family. And, you know, when you're always saying with your friends, like, oh, we're going to get together. We should get together. Well, I literally got together with everybody multiple times. I would go to their house. I would spend the night. As an adult, I'm having sleepovers with my friends. It was a blast. We had so much fun. We did more things. We went out. We took vacations, went places. So through that process, I got, you know, obviously it gives you more time for kind of opening your eyes to like how everybody else is living. All the normal people are living and actually fucking living their lives instead of, you know, just work like I tend to do. And, you know, about just through the natural course of it, it was not purposeful, but I did call that my year of love. And it wasn't about physical love, actually, or romantic love. It was about just making myself a priority. So out of that, what happened was I just started to see, as I'm paying attention and I'm becoming more involved with my friends and their lives and seeing their relationships and how they interact with their significant others, whether they're dating, whatever that is, you know, I'm realizing, hey, I'm missing something here. And not to mention, I haven't been fucking touched in 3.5 years. So something just shifted in me. And I just, literally, I just thought, what the fuck? That's it. I'm closing the chapter on that. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm moving in a new direction and I'm going to go, and there's some things I want to explore sexually, and now's the time to do it. And I'm going to make it happen. So about, you know, the end Q4 of this year, September 1st, let's say, is when I started going down that road. And so we're roughly plus or minus 100 days into it. And it's been very... It's been interesting. And you're reading about some of that too. And I still don't have everything updated as far as the blog. So if you're following the blog, keep checking back because it's going to be updated. Hopefully I can push myself to get all that done in a week. And just so you know, if you're noticing the dates on things, they're not synonymous with obviously with the date that this really happened. Otherwise, I'd be a fucking superstar here and I'd be getting laid all the time. It doesn't quite work like that. It's actually a job. It's a job in and of itself to get laid, just to have sex. let's call a spade a spade here. It is a lot of work, but you have to make it a priority like anything in your life. And I'm starting to refocus and reorganize my priorities, and sex is now, you know, back on the radar. It's very important. So I expect moving forward, it'll stay that way. I hope I never let myself do a 3.5 year or anything like that. That's just, it's wrong. It's wrong. Nobody should allow themselves to shut off that side of themselves for as long as I did. It's completely ridiculous. I'm glad it's over. So the guys that I've met along the way have been really, really interesting. Obviously, you know, there's behind the guys that I have posted here, there's a lot more, because some of them never, you know, there's a lot of talking. There's a lot of, is there chemistry? I don't know, you know, blah, 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 schedules matching up. So it doesn't always work out. And there's been several more guys that I found extremely interesting. They may come back around. There's prospects right now that, you know, I certainly hope that I get to explore with. And right now I'm really focused on checking off that bucket list. And there's a lot of fun things I want to do right away. And, there's only so many hours in the day, and I do have to work and have a, you know, a normal life. But I am looking forward to, you know, getting all that done. So let's see. I'm just kind of looking at the guys here. So some of them are still around and some of them are not around. Some of them have moved more into the friendship zone. You know, HJ is an amazing guy. I want to be best friends with that guy. We have the best conversations. I can't say enough about him. Not only is he sexy, hot, an amazing lover, unfortunately, we just don't live close. And so we're sort of geographically undesirable for each other. But what an amazing guy, truly. And some of the conversations that we had really, you know, opened my eyes and have changed my perspective on a lot of stuff. And that's kind of what's been really interesting for me, is as I'm going through this process, you know, it's a lot, there's a lot of self-discovery. There's a lot of stuff that comes up, a lot of emotional stuff, and having good sounding boards, not just connecting physically, which is fun, with people, but also, you know, on a deeper friendship level has been a real blessing, you know, just a genuine blessing. And for the most part, you know, there haven't been a lot of guys that I just, you know, that I thought were bad guys, or, you know, everybody's been pretty good. So, you know, I guess I'm screening well or picking well, or, you know, water seeks its own level. I don't know, but I've been very lucky in that respect. Let's see. So the guys that aren't really around anymore. So Burner and Whiskey and TJ. So of those guys, those were just more, one-offs. And, you know, for various reasons, you know, they don't end up one-offs or two-offs, whatever you want to call them. And for various reasons, they don't end up working out. But not because anybody's, a jerk or anything like that. It's just kind of like, you know, it's just the way it is. You don't fully click and mesh with everybody. But all good guys, had fun. And, you know, if one of them, you know, hit me up and said, hey, you want to get together? I probably would. Yeah, I'd probably be like, yeah, dang, I'm good to go. Let's do it. The one guy that I definitely miss or hope, you know, I can see again is TJ. And I have to thank him, because he definitely, the difference he made for me is he really got me to change my mind about younger guys. And this is why I never say never. At this point in my life, I really just, I never say never. I say it's probably not going to happen. It's, you know, right now, I don't see it that way, whatever. But boy, you know, when I started this, I was adamant. No younger guys. No, 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 no. And then a couple crept in there. And this TJ boy, he just rocked my fucking world. Oh my God. I mean, I can still, like, after that experience, when I was in the car driving home, I mean, I was like laughing. I kept saying, oh my God. Oh my God. I was laughing. I was smiling. I was giddy. I mean, it was fun. It was super fun. And I talked to some of my girlfriends about it and they were just like, oh yeah, those younger guys, they can cut diamonds. And I'm like, hello, why were you holding out on me? Somebody should have fucking told me this. Now that you guys know what I'm doing, I came clean with some of my girlfriends. We went out to dinner and I just said, look, here's what I'm doing. And they were just, we were cracking up about it. But, oh yeah, they love younger guys. And I, you know, I'm like, hello, this is me over, you know, over in my own little world and just, you know, not paying attention, working nose to the grindstone, and it's kind of life passing me by. So that's over. But, definitely those are the guys that, you know, have sort of faded into the background. Titanic. He's interesting. You know, I have to be careful on this one. That's just one of those scenarios where you have all the right chemistry with the wrong person. And we have kind of gone off and on and off and on and just recently on. And now it's probably off. You know, it's almost like reliving like a high school experience. I don't know how else to put it. Sometimes I kind of question myself and say, holy shit, get a grip. You're 43 years old. You know, you don't really want or need that type of back and forth. It certainly doesn't do it for you. So, you know, I mean, just close the door on it. I'm not sure why I haven't totally closed the door on it. That's going to be interesting. That maybe, you know, the next 100-day update will shed some light on that. But, you know, he's lingering. So we'll see how that goes. YW is still around. Really fun guy. I've shied away from having any more sexual experiences with him, and it's more now of a friendship, but we do talk a lot, and there's a lot of flirtation, and I don't know. I'm that one I'm on the fence on. It could certainly be a great, you know, friends with benefits type of scenario that ideally that's, you know, I'm looking to have those spots filled, you know? I mean, it's really the fun stuff. Then you can do some of this stuff with partners and explore and go, you know, knock your bucket list off with them together. But I'm not sure. Yeah. Again, that's another one. He's super sweet. I mean, I love talking to him. He cracks me up. He makes me laugh. Definitely, you know, a generous lover, wants to please. I just don't know about that one. Let's see here. Okay. My personal favorite, Clark. It's hard for me to talk about him because this is somebody that I met who I'm extremely physically attracted to. I mean, it's a 10 on the sexual, I can't fucking stop wanting to fuck you kind of thoughts. And physically, my physical perfect, you know, what my physical perfection is. But there's another layer to that, which is really personal, a deep, deep friendship and connection. And there's just so much more to it. And, you know, finding a friends with benefits scenario, it's a really unique person that can fill that role. This has to be somebody that you are physically attracted to, highly physically attracted to. You have good chemistry. You have good sex. You can have good, I mean, there's a friendship there. You have, you know, you can talk about stuff. I mean, you genuinely have, you know, a care for that person, but you're not, you don't want anything beyond that. You're not jealous in any way of what they do and who they do it with when you're not around. In fact, it's fun to talk about. It's fun to share that stuff. I don't feel that way about Clark. Like, he likes me to tell him what I'm doing, and it bothers him, but that's kind of part of his, you know, what he likes. He likes to hear about it and feel bad about it. And that, you know, that's his thing. I don't share that sentiment, and I don't really want to know. So it's not that I would fall to pieces. I just don't, you know, it's just, I just prefer not to hear about it, anything. So yeah, that's interesting. Like I said, we'll see how that unrolls. Now those are the guys that we know about. There's a few on the periphery right now that, are very interesting, really hot, super sexy. I'm hoping to, you know, have some adventures with them and see where it goes. As I'm moving forward at this point, what I'm really zeroing in on is, which I wasn't really in the beginning, even though I knew I wanted to find some really good friends with benefits and just lock it in. You know, it's like, if you want to have sex on the regular, you got to identify those people and you got to put them on the calendar. I mean, listen, people, this is like a fucking business. You got to run it like a business. You have to get your fucking priorities straight. My priorities are for fucking, about fucking right now. It's on the priority list. So I know what it takes to have something happen and regularly and systematically. And, you know, I'm sort of running my fuck life like I would my business. And so people that are flaky, people that are wishy-washy, boom, they're out. You know, I don't have a problem with that. So I'm developing that system, I guess, if you will. And I have been developing that system within those first 100 days. And it's becoming very clear to me. I'm like, oh, hey, I kind of got to put my business hat back on a little bit, apply some business sense and savvy to this goal here of mine to make it happen. Because it's the same principles apply here, you know, as with any goal and making it happen. So I'm approaching it a little bit differently now. And I'm definitely, you know, making it clear to people that, hey, I want a friends with benefits thing. If you're wishy-washy, you're on the fence, or you just think you want a one-off, that's great. But, you know, that's not what I'm looking for. So that's been happening. That is happening. And interesting. So the other side of this, and I mentioned this in on the blog site there, when I was kind of just talking about what, you know, when I started off on this journey, just a complete blank slate, I knew that this would bring up, yeah, this is bring up, it brings up emotions and weird shit. And it has, you know, and there's been some times where it does feel a little, I guess lonely would be a good word. You know, because you're not, again, the goal here is, you know, not to connect with anybody. And I do tend to be very well designed for the friends with benefits scenario. I always have been. It's, you know, typically for me in my past relationships, I've been like the man, you know, I mean, not just in the, or I'm kind of wired like the man in the sense that I don't get super attached. Now, that's not to say that I don't meet some extraordinary people that that does start to happen. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, I would say would definitely put Clark in that category, but where I'm not, I don't really have any, I don't have any walls up with him. I just don't feel the need to. It's like, it's very, he's just very comforting. But for the rest of this, you know, to work, I need to be, you know, it's not about falling in love. It's not about having a boyfriend. It's about finding that, again, the friends with benefits, those are kind of like unicorns. You know, I mean, they're hard to find. It's a unique person you can have that dynamic with. So getting, you know, going through all this does, you know, bring up all your, you know, for me anyway, it's bringing up all this stuff, you know, these, you know, feelings and, you know, kind of, you know, I was having feelings with Titanic and definitely there's a lot going on there. It's a back and forth and it's not a friends with benefits type of scenario because it's definitely a stronger connection than that. Whether it's a good one or not, you know, I say not, that's a different story. But so I've had to kind of deal with the stuff that's coming up as I go along. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, sometimes it kind of bums me out. It's kind of like, I say to myself, like, okay, do I really, it begs the question, do I really have it in me to do this? Do I want to be this person? You know, do I want to tap into the side of me that has to be so closed off in my, you know, emotionally to make this happen? And I don't know. I don't have the answer to that right now. But it definitely is whirling around in there. It's in the mix of what's going on. So, you know, I don't even know how to say it. It's just such a fascinating thing. The way people, think about sex and their priorities about sex and the lengths they'll go to have sex and their hangups or, you know, I see people's hangups. I see people that are completely free and open. And I just go fucking A, right on. I mean, I hope to be like that. I hope this journey, I'm so curious about where I'll end up. Where am I going to be at the end of this? What will I ever be the same in a relationship? Will I go back to a one-on-one? Is that possible? Will I want that? Will I want it to be vanilla? You know, I mean, I don't know. You know, what I'm doing right now changing my sexual course? The, you know, for who I'm going to be at the end of this. I don't know, but I'm excited to find out. And I have a feeling that I will take it all away. The good stuff, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's definitely going to be an overall good experience. That's what I believe. And I can see at this point. So, that's pretty much it. I think, you know, I really enjoy the guys and they're also interesting and unique and, and people are a trip. So hopefully I'll start meeting some cool couples. I haven't quite ventured into that. I'd really love to, you know, meet. That's on my bucket list. You know, I'll get with a couple. And that could be with the, I could do, I can, I was thinking about having a couple with the female, female scenario. So, and maybe I'd be their third, you know, maybe I'd end up being their third that gets to, you know, play around with them more often and be with them. And, you know, who knows? I mean, again, there's a lot of possibilities. I'm really looking forward to what's to come. And that's the recap on this past 100 days. So, looking forward to getting everything updated as far as all of the experiences so far with the guys, because some of them there, I've only posted one experience and there's been several. Again, if you have any questions, you can reach me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.